The tearing away is the breaking of our attachments to what is detrimental to our spiritual well-being. Those from whom we are being separated, so those communities of spirits that we're being separated from through that process, they experience it as a ripping away as much as we might in terms of the struggle we go through and letting things go. So this kind of this flipping that takes place. Also, when you look at the treatment of the Lord in the Word, there's a representation of violence being done to the Word through the whole process. Of course, from the divine's perspective, it doesn't affect the Lord as he is in himself. But from a more external perspective, there's the imagery of what the proprium does to truth in order to preserve its own sense of life, if you like. So there is violence on all sides. And with regard to things like the Crusades or wars or all of that, really what manifests externally in those major, well, not even the major ones, just an everyday violence is, well, not dealing with it internally. What we see externally is a representation of what sits internally within the human race, and things only manifest externally because, you know, if they didn't manifest externally, then the spiritual conditions would be that much worse. So how that all plays out, I mean, it's difficult for us because, you know, I was reading it even in Heaven and Hell with the group earlier today. It talks about that angels don't really know what's going on outside of a very close sphere in which they dwell. And the whole number there is about the vast complexity of balancing things to maintain equilibrium. So all those states throughout the whole of the human race, us here, those in the starry heavens, if you like, and those in the world of spirits, and in the spiritual world taken as a whole, all those states have to be micromanaged moment to moment by the Lord in order to hold things in a way whereby they advance towards the end that he has in view for the whole.